I call to order the Traffic Advisory Board for the City of Gladstone at 6 p.m. February 26, 2022. Christy, would you do the roll call, please?
Sure.
Correction on that, 2024.
24. Oh.
You said 22.
Nathan Page, we know he's not here tonight. John Kilstrom.
Present.
Mindy Prosky.
Here.
Carlene Cox.
Here.
Gabrielle Blog.
Here.
Tim Large.
Here.
Council Liaison Vanessa Huckabee.
Present.
First order of agenda is to approve the minutes from the last meeting from January 22nd, 2024. Are there any additions or corrections? If none, do we need to vote or do we just need to approve as need to call for a vote? Yeah. So I need somebody to call for a vote. Make a motion, please.
I'll make a motion to approve the January 22nd, 2024 minutes.
I'll second that.
Mindy approved a vote, made a motion to approve the minutes, and Carlene voted to second that.
Actually, it was Gabriel.
Was it Gabriel?
Yeah.
Oh, one down. Christy, would you call for the vote, please?
Oh, sure. All those in favor?
Actually, go down the line, Christy.
Oh, what?
Just go down the line.
Oh, okay. John, are you in favor? Or?
Yes.
Mindy?
Yes.
Gabriel?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
And Tim?
Yes.
Next will be business of the board. One of the things that we have to do is we have to give an annual report on the accomplishments of last year, 2023. The things that I would have put down is that participation of the board in the community events, that the crosswalk at Webster and Kaysen was installed and is in working order, and that there has been replacement of some of the school stop sign or school signs. One I know has been installed and one was replaced after it was run down in an accident. Other than that, I don't know of any other things. Does anybody else have any items to say that was achieved in 2023 by the board?
Can I add in on that a little bit?
Yes, please.
One thing that the committee talked about on one of the goals was to reduce the speed on Webster to match, as you said, once you leave the city eastbound, it stays at 35 up until I believe Roots Road, then it drops down to 30. County's currently doing a study and wants us to join to bring all of Webster down to 30. So that goal is going to be met. Benefit to us is the county is going to be doing the work. So hopefully within the year that we'll see that reduced down to 30. So
I've noticed the county actually put up a flashing light on there now saying 35 before you get to Jennings,
mm-hmm.
between Roots and Jennings.
So they'll be working on that. They reached out to the city and we agreed that, yes, that's one of our goals to do.
So business of the board for 2024. There's multiple of things that going on. Nathan, the chief, and I met to discuss some goals for the year. Plus, I have some comments, too, about what we've not done and what we need to do. I have a couple of expectations for the board and for our supporters. I expect to have 100% participation in what things that we're doing. It seemed like in the past that there's been just a couple of people that have really carried the load, and I think it needs to be spread out over the board. Second is expect feedback from the city council and the chief as to where we're going and how we're doing, and any feedback from the city council itself as to what they think we are doing and if we are making any significant improvements. I don't wish to see any 15-minute meetings. That's a waste of everybody's time. So for this year, for annual report, one thing is that the participation in the annual community events. I think you have gotten a list of those, the board. So those things are coming up. There's two in May, July, August, and October. So we have those things. One of the things Chief kind of suggested and said maybe we could do is if there's somebody on the board that has design experience, is to look at the booth that's going to be set up for the community festival in August to have a little more pizzazz to it than just kind of being there. So if somebody here has good design things, can think of banners, can do something like that, that might be something to look at. So for the next meeting, maybe somebody can come and say, yeah, I got something, or I can do something. That would be great.
Do you mind if we draw a step right back and talk about the community events a little bit?
Go for it.
Because I think you touched on that very well, John. Thank you. So when we look at the community events, we know, like on May 11th, the bike rodeo, that's probably 4 hours, right? So nobody has to be there 4 hours, but we can come in shifts, maybe 2 hour shifts. So maybe, you know, where one might be busy, maybe five people can help at any one time, you know, so break it up into shifts, 1 hour, two hour shifts. Same thing for the Shred Day Drug Take Back event. We partner with Cracksburger Robotics, and so they do the e-shred there too. So that's another 3 to 4 hour. We'll get the times out to you when those events occur. So the scheduling is going to be will be critical for everybody, so that everybody knows when they're showing up and how long they're going to be there. And then the 4th of July barbecue, that's almost like an all hands on deck. It's 2 to 3 hours. And a lot of hot dogs. So I'll be barbecuing hot dogs and snow cones too, apparently. So, and then the community festival, that's a big one. That's an all day event in the, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to be doing Friday evening, because there'll be a film. It's movie night out there, but it's also going to be, I believe, the reunion. High school reunion will be up there at the same time. So we may not have the booth open, any booths open really, until Saturday morning. But that Saturday morning is going to be an all day event. So scheduling out, not everybody has to be there at once, you know, maybe two at a time. So make sure we, you know, you look at that too as you're communicating on the events. And then Halloween's the same way. It's going to be a Halloween's a lot of fun. That's when we get to put all the glitter and stuff on the kids' wrists so they can be seen, et cetera. So, but look at that too, and schedule accordingly. That's what I really want to make sure. The events, absolutely, we want 100% participation. But the timing on that is going to be up to you and who's available during what, and I'll let you guys figure that out.
Thank you, Chief. Another one for the work plan is to review the traffic safety plan for 2 years out. In 1995, City of Gladstone put together a traffic plan. It was updated in 2017, and it is a very comprehensive, long document that covers about everything in traffic around town: pedestrian, bicycle, parking, businesses, just multitude of things. I think the committee should review that document and just get an idea of where things are coming from, because there's a lot in there that we discuss here that has already been proposed And then we need to pick out some things from that document and move forward with it. One of them was what just what Chief mentioned is the 30 mile per hour speed limit on Webster coming out into the city and changing that. That's part of the, was part of the plan. And there's a lot of other speed limit things and et cetera. So I would suggest that we all look at that, look through it. It's on the website. It's on the city's thing under traffic safety plan. There may be hard copies here. I'm not sure.
I think Christy has put together some thumb drives for people if they want to do that. You can also find it on the Public Works site. Mm-hmm. It's kind of clunky to get to. You have to hit a couple different links to get to it, but it's there. It's a pretty big document, as John said, and so you guys might want to consider how you want to do that. If you want one or two people to take a look at it and then bring it back to the rest of the committee, I don't know who has an interest in it. So that's kind of what's going to be important. There's a lot of great information on there, but there's also a lot of information that, that may not be a priority anymore. Things might have changed. And I think we also need to be forward thinking on tolling and looking at and how we combine possibly photo radar in that traffic plan. Will it work? Photo red light, one comes to mind is Arlington and 99, but that's ODOT, right? So that partnership has to be there for that. The other one, 82nd Drive and Oatfield, right? That's another big one that we will be doing. And what about we live in a residential, we work and live in a residential neighborhood. That's what the city is. Unless you're hitting McLaughlin with all the businesses and that pocket on 82nd Drive there, it's primarily a residential city. And so how do we address all the cut throughs from Oatfield all the way down to McLaughlin when that tolling comes in? Because there's only so many resources the city has, so why don't we use technology to help us, right? So consider those things, but also consider the unintended consequences of putting this out there, because there always will be. And that'll help your council too. That'll help your council make good decisions, because the only thing we're going to be doing is making recommendations one way or another. The council will make that final decision. But if we put the work in up front, build the foundation for them, it's easier for them to make a good, informed decision. Does that make sense?
And I've sent the link out before. I'm more than happy to send it again if you guys want the link for the traffic safety plan. Yeah.
Can I add on to that just a little bit? We are working on the ad hoc committee for the creation of a town center on our Portland Avenue district down there. And that will change some transportation and some parking down there. So that's another thing to consider when you're reviewing that plan. And I think, John, you're on that ad hoc committee? No? Okay. We'll consider maybe adding somebody from traffic and safety to it. That would be logical. Yeah.
Can I just ask, how does that, or is there a process for that document to be revised? If there is outdated stuff in it, with the town center thing, I'm guessing there's some language in there that's no longer relevant.
Yeah. So when we look at the document itself, we'll bring the recommendations and I'll work with city staff to make the appropriate changes and go through whatever process that is. I can't tell you exactly what that process is right now because I don't know. But I know we were asked to look at that and give our input. So that's the best answer I can give you right now.
Yeah, I think the plan was put together by probably a consulting firm, and then it's there and it's a living document, so it can be changed to fit what needs are for this city. I had on the agenda for the, I had the red light and the photo radar and the, in the work plans to talk through that, figure that out. also had the newsletter topics that we talked about. I don't know if I think this one is probably an item that needs to be maybe voted on to decide. I put a list of, in a little packet I gave you, it had a listing of safety slogans plus one that the city actually has. You know, that's let's all get there safely. So I don't know how we wish to do that. Do we wish to follow forward with it? Can I get some discussion from the board, please?
John, did you email that to any city staff? Because if you're handing it out to the committee,
No. It's
public record. So if you could email that afterwards, so all of us can have a view to it, that'd be great.
Christy has a copy of the slogans.
Okay. Yeah. Anything that they receive, we want to make sure it's in the packet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any thoughts from the board?
When you talk about slogans, what exactly
in the newspaper?
But I want to make sure that, well, whatever we put in the paper is that we can follow through with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's things like don't text and drive, click it or ticket, road safety is no accident, etc.
Pretty much the things that we
pretty standard
that we put. Okay, one thing that would be helpful too is put them by month, and that way we could do articles like for March will be the next one. What's going to be the March topic that you want us to put in the newsletter? And would you like us to write it? Because we have resources that can get that in, or does somebody else on the board want to write it and be involved that way? Either way, I'm fine with.
Yeah, there's bicycle slogans also. So it's just, you know, not just automotive. But I guess does the board agree that this is something we would like to do as a board, to put out in the Clackamas News, little newsletter comes out that there's a little safety blip in there.
Are you referring to the City of Gladstone newsletter?
City of Gladstone newsletter.
Okay, thank you.
Your idea is that these slogans would be followed with a small article, or is it just the slogans?
The slogans with some sort of picture, something like that, you know,
sure.
Seatbelt coming across or.
Got it.
Maybe a copy of the law and a definition of the law itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would prefer something that had some words with it, as opposed to just the one line.
Yeah, so would I.
One thing the chief has offered up is that the trailer that monitors speed, that it would be available to us for 2 weeks at a location or locations that we would like to do. So I think for the April meeting, that everybody bring an idea of where they would like to see the trailer set for some period of time, not to exceed 2 weeks. The camera right now, wherever it's stationed, that trailer, the chief says that the average of the speeds looking at it is that most of the time the speed is within the speed limit, the posted speed limit. So it'd be interesting to see some of the other streets, what they look like. Are they people following the speed limit, or are they cruising very, very fast?
On the speed trailer, I just spoke with one of my sergeants tonight, and moving it from Gloucester to Dartmouth. So we're gonna put it there. I must have beach mind. But moving it on to Dartmouth for at least the next week. So
okay.
And if you guys want to move sooner than that, just send us an email, or send me an email, or Christy an email.
Okay.
And we can put it on the rotation list, because I know the sergeant's looking for other opportunities on where to put it.
Yeah. So, board, if you have an idea, you know, just go ahead and let Christy know, and she can pass that word along. One of the things I had thrown out and talked with the chief was on Dartmouth, that there had been discussion at several of the meetings about Dartmouth and how wide it is, and that, you know, you can land a plane on the thing, control the speed coming off 82nd. The idea I threw out was, like, for the bicycle lanes, they put a chevron, and a bicycle. I suggested a chevron, and 25 miles per hour posted right on the pavement in that as you come off of 82nd. And that, I'm not sure Public Works would have to do that, be involved in, if that was something that could be done.
A little follow-up on that. So the director, Ken Apanoli, and myself, we went out and actually measured Dartmouth. And because I do call it a runway, it's so big, but it's because the Trolley Trail, you know, was down that. And I'm going to pass them around of what our measurements, kind of what it may look like. And we'll just put it in the record, even though, for the record, this isn't an absolute. This is just a draft. And so, but I'll pass this around real quick so you can look at what this may look like, the design. As you can tell, we've enough room for parking, bike lanes on both sides, and it shrinks the lanes in the middle, which inherently slows people down.
In conjunction, in your packet, I think on the second page of that, is a bike lane proposal that came out of the traffic plan, and it's just in there to show that that's been looked at as to where, you know, bicycle paths go, and some of the stuff, you know, the talks to Arlington block, no parking on the street at all, and bike lanes and some of the other streets too. So things that can look at to see what we're going to do, because right now we really don't have many bike lanes in the city. One of the other things talked about, the chief had mentioned, was a high school liaison person, a student to come be on the board. How would that proceed? Would we go to the school and ask for somebody, or do we?
So right now, the idea itself is let the council start up their youth council themselves and get that going. That's going to be extremely positive for the city. And then hopefully within that group, we can pull somebody as a liaison for the traffic safety committee. So we keep it within, they're engaged in government, and, you know, we'll see how that plays out, how it works. But I see nothing but success out of that model.
So the city council will provide a list of potential candidates.
That's correct. And we'll work with the council and the youth council to see who's interested in that.
Thank you. Have you gotten any feedback, Chief, from the Public Works as to potential involvement in our meetings?
Yes. So one of the things that Public Works has, the director over at Public Works has a ton of meetings. He has a lot of meetings to attend after hours. And so when looking at that is, one, do I bring another manager in, and does that person have the authority to make decisions? Because if we're not going to make decisions and we're just going to bring stuff back, then I can do that. But if there's something specific that we want Public Works in to talk about, we can make arrangements that, like, we could discuss it at one meeting and make arrangements for the following meeting to see if we can get somebody in, as long as it's not a consistent basis, because their time is valuable too, and they need some off time also. So we're going to look at that. One of the things that we did do is put in the Public Works monthly report. So it may or may not answer some of your questions. So if you do have questions you want answers to with related to something we're discussing, every Tuesday morning, we meet as department heads, and that's when I present those questions. And that's when Christy can follow back up with you with the responses. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes. I think the only question I have at this point in time is that I think I saw last year where they were going to pave Webster in that last year, and that did not happen. So is that on the agenda? That would be my question.
I don't have a paving schedule.
But they would.
They would.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's in development right now. So,
okay.
But we'll make sure that when it is done, that we get it out to you.
The only last thing I had on the work plan was looking at accidents as to where they're occurring and frequencies and what, if anything, needs to be done in those areas. Some of the streets have already been mentioned, like 82nd Drive, the number of accidents. For a 2-year period, it was like there were 31 accidents on 82nd Drive. 12 of them were hit and runs. Arlington for 2 years has 21 total with 10 hit and runs. Gloucester has 16 and 4. Oatfield itself has just 24, and Caldwell has 4.
Can I make a comment on that?
Yes, please.
So a lot of the hit and runs that you mentioned, like on 82nd, happen in the Safeway parking lot. Same thing with Arlington. They may happen in the 24-hour fitness parking lot. So they may not be on that road. That's just where it's reportedly happening.
Is there any way to segregate those?
As of right now, no. No, not unless you pull the report and read it.
Pull the actual report
and review the report and then figure out a way how to actually track those numbers.
Yeah, because the report that are received, it just shows the...
Because of the address.
It just shows the address of the street. Yeah. It does not show the...
Correct.
Okay.
For the month of January, it doesn't look like we had any crashes.
No, I noticed that there was from Christmas to New Year's, there was nothing. Overall, for 2022, there were 80 reported accidents. For 2023, there were 82. So it's very consistent as far as the numbers. I noted 2 accidents at Columbia and Exeter. That's not a blind corner. It's just it was just kind of interesting because the next corner is the one where they put the sign in the trees to say this isn't a stop sign.
Right.
So it was kind of strange. Anyway, just some comments as to what I noted in the report. At this point in time, then we need to go to the roundtable discussion. So we'll just go down the line.
John, do you want to see if anybody else has any comments they want to make before we move forward?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, I was just wondering, has there ever been consideration for putting in one of the little blinky crosswalk lights either on Gloucester or East Dartmouth near the grade school where the kids are crossing?
I don't think it's been considered, haven't been talked about. I would have to check and see what the process is about doing that and if that would add value to that currently.
It gets pretty slow there when they got all the buses and everything parked and the crossing guard for school times. Anybody else have anything for the year 2024 work plan?
I was also wondering, I've noticed that Gladstone doesn't have a lot of sidewalks. And the ones that we have aren't always ADA compatible.
Yeah.
I know Portland's pretty good. Abernathy Road's pretty good. But then like Dartmouth, not so great. Has that ever been something that's been discussed in the past?
Yes, I know it's been discussed because I know that last summer they did a bunch of work on them.
Yeah.
And changed them. So I don't know what their schedule is for that. I was just told that possibly like the paving schedule could be on Public Works when it gets up, Public Works website. So you could look on Public Works website and that also, but I will check also tomorrow morning on what's actually required. Is it every corner or are there, I don't know what the requirements are. So does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to see a couple in a wheelchair quite mm-hmm. often. It was a motorized wheelchair, a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like to run. And when I first moved here, I had a stroller with my young son. And I really quick moved to just carrying him in a front pouch because I found it so challenging where all of a sudden there'd be a curb.
Right.
So I was just thinking.
And I do see, I see someone in a wheelchair, motorized wheelchair, rolling up and down Portland Avenue
mm-hmm.
as I drive by. So
yeah, and then they tend to go on Abernathy, but past like Portland to the river,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot of cross streets
okay.
to have.
I will check on that and have Chrissy will send out an email to the group.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, let's go to roundtable discussion. Start on the line.
I do have a question for the board in regards to the 2024 community events. Who is going to be reaching out with the times and the schedules for us to sign up? I was always used to Yvonne,
yeah.
who was fantastic at handling all of that and texted to make sure that I was going to show up when I said I was going to show up. So I was just wondering who is going to handle that.
We can still put out a schedule.
Okay.
And send it out electronically. And because Yvonne will be at the events also.
She's just not scheduling all of us right now, right?
She's gonna figure out how many hot dogs we need.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, great.
Can I pause for a second? Just remember public records law. You guys should not be emailing each other. It should all be done and texting. You just gotta all keep that in mind. Okay. There's no reply alls or any of that. Okay.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yes. Did everybody attend or has attended the meeting? So they understand the legalities of everything. Okay, good.
I don't have anything. So. Yes?
I don't have anything else to add. Thank you.
I don't have anything to add.
Gabriel and Tim, thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Your second meeting, but one in person. So that's good. One thing I had a comment about, Chief, in your monthly report about incidents and so on and so forth, noted that there was a massive increase in parking tickets, like 14,800%. And then I noticed in Yvonne's report that there were 271 parking contacts, 122 warnings, and 149 citations. Why? What happened here? What did we not do for previous years?
Well, I never like to look back in my rear view, but I do like looking forward in my front window because it's bigger. But having a code enforcement officer available out there to actually enforce parking complaints, violations, whether it's Meldrum Bar, whether it's within the city, she stays very busy. She's very visible and she's doing a great job. And a lot of the tickets she's writing are as a result of complaints that have come in. So
it's across the city then?
It's across the city. It's not one area.
Okay, thank you. at that juncture, I don't have anything else on my agenda. Chief, do you want to give your update, please?
Yeah, I don't have, I'm going to really leave the update. You all received a monthly report for the police department, statistical information, plus the activity that's gone on. We still receive and will continue to receive grant funding for overtime shifts for traffic enforcement, which is a bonus. We are in the midst of training new officers right now. And so you're going to see a lot of two-person cars out there. And that's more of a training component. And so once all that's handled, you'll likely see us get back even with some of the statistical numbers that you might think are low right now. I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned about it. That'll all fall into place. So when you look at those, be aware of that. Everybody's still out there doing their job and doing everything they're doing. So, but training's a priority to us right now, making sure that the ones we have selected meet our needs as a community. That makes sense. So other than that, any questions on the monthly reports? Or Public Works. We put Public Works in there. Hopefully you get some of your questions answered that way. I just want to reiterate the importance of communication and making sure we're scheduled up properly, because that allows us to better do our job. I think over this last year, we got so much better at events, at advertising, at community engagement in different areas. I just want to continue to do that, and I want to make it bigger and better. What do you call it? Bling, the tents, you know, want to have fun, have games there for kids to learn. I don't know what that looks like. I'm not that creative of a person. I'm hoping some of you are, and you just tell us what we need to do. That's all I'm looking for. Just tell me what you need, and I'll do my best to fulfill that obligation. So, and then just participate and continue to ask questions. If you need to know something, great. That's not a stupid question. I mean, I wish I can give the answer for the ADA ramps. I agree. I just don't have it, but I'll get it to you. And you'll get that response hopefully within the week. And that's what I want to say. The expectation I have is when you have questions, you get a response the same week so that you have the answers to that. You may or may not like the answer, but at least it's an answer. The same thing, if we're tasked with doing something, my expectation back is that we fulfill our obligations. And you all wouldn't be sitting here if you weren't willing to do that. So I appreciate all your guys' input and your time, because it's valuable. It's very valuable. Other than that, are there any other expectations you have at the police department? None?
I have one question on the Public Works. The acronym ROW, what does that stand for?
Row. Right of way.
Right of way.
Right of way. It's a guess. Yeah, it's good. That's right. It's a good guess. Yeah, it's a good guess. We have a lot of acronyms at the police side, and Public Works has their own. So, but I remember sitting in enough meetings to think, I think that's right. One other thing, there's a lot of stuff on our website. If you haven't seen that, if you click on the police department, hit the traffic safety link. There is a questionnaire about frequently asked questions about stop signs and signage and stuff. Look at this. So when people ask questions, you have answers and direct them to that, because it just can't. A lot of people think we just put up stop signs. Hey, by the power and best of the dust, yeah, we're going to put a post in the ground and throw up a sign. It's going to say whatever it's going to say. And we just can't. We just can't. There's always got to be a process. And so when we look at these things, we have to make sure that we're one within law. And are we creating something might be great for that intersection, but we may be unintended consequences of messing up intersections around it. And doing that. Gladstone is a city that does not have a lot of stop signs, as you well know. So we have to go by the right-of-way, right? So when we talk about the right-of-way for traffic, it's different than different than something else. Always, it's a privilege, right? So you, it's not a right you have, it's a privilege you have. So whoever shows, if shows up first, person on the right, specifically by law, says they have the right to go. Well, they don't have the right. It's a privilege for them to go, make eye contact and go, right? If there's a crash, then likely the person responsible is not the person on the right, if they were right there at the same time. But we've all come to intersections where one gets there just before the other, and then they get stubborn and say, no, I was here first, and so on. So that's, you know, that's when we have to make that determination. And it's typically gonna be the person on the right. So when you look at that, look at these, look at the frequently asked questions, use those to answer questions that that community members may have regarding how you get signage up and what the processes are, and understand there's always costs associated with doing anything, especially if you have to do studies, right? And so work plans and priorities are already in place. So when we decide that this is a top priority, that means something's coming off the list for us to be able to do. So because our we budget for 2 years. So if it's a significant change, it may have to wait, or if it's truly a safety issue, then we've got to make some adjustments and make some decisions. Does that make sense? Any questions on that?
I just have a question about the four-way intersections without a stop sign.
Yeah.
I just slow down and mostly stop because I don't trust the other cars.
Right.
But legally, is it just slow down and check the person to your right? And that was the...
Yes, you're actually doing the right thing by, yeah, it's to your right. So I go by the rule is never approach an intersection faster than you can stop before you get there. And that's how we actually train police officers as we're running code 3 to places, right? Never approach an intersection until it's stopped because someone's notoriously going to not see you.
Yeah.
And so it's the same thing. I do the same thing, and it probably annoys when I'm driving around the city, just kind of cruising around looking at the city, because that's what I like to do sometimes. And people are following me, and they don't know I'm a police car. You know, two, it's like I'm almost stopping at every intersection, and it's got to annoy them, but I don't want to get hit. So I'll just be safe. And to me, that's being considerate. So, and I think that's the way we need to drive, but we know that's not the world, regardless of whether we live in Gladstone and work in Gladstone or what. So play it safe. I think you're doing it right.
Thank you, Chief.
Ben.
Yeah, defensive driving. I never assume the other person is going to stop. Do we have any community input?
I had one person that wanted to speak, but he's not here. So he's not on Zoom either.
Nobody on Zoom either. Okay. Then if the board has anything else, if not, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Can I jump in real
yes,
quick?
Yes, sir.
Just real quick with regards to the community events, I just want to kind of close a loop on this and the scheduling. If we get a schedule out, I have a note on my task with the question mark deliverables. So once we get those sent out, then people can sign up for it once we get the times down, and we'll have those locked in, and then we'll put an email out to everybody saying, okay, here's the scheduled times for the events as they go. Does that work for everybody? Okay. That's all I had. Sorry.
I think he's looking at me.
Oh.
another recommendation that we next meet in April. Is that correct? We don't have the schedule in front of me.
Correct.
Maybe everybody on the committee just come back with an idea or two of games that you can play at the booth for the community festival. Trinkets you might like there, swag. And then if anybody has ideas for signage and can design that, hey, that's great. We can probably lend some staff to that as well. So, but then we're proactive and ahead of it, and we have time to plan.
And order.
Yes.
And we'll always have the booth that says Gladstone Police Department, you know, but there'll be that traffic safety sign also and games, and we don't have to stay within the booth. We can be around the booth. So
I have one question for you. As the weather gets nicer, we see a lot of more like Harleys coming into the neighborhood for the shop that's down the street. Is there any association with the speed trailer and when the weather gets nice and more motorcycles are present? Is there any correlation between, if you bring the trailer out and get it closer to the Lattice dealership, when the weather's nicer?
No, I don't think, I don't get many complaints. Literally, we don't get any complaints about the bikes coming from 205 or east of the city and into Lattice. We haven't seen it. We haven't put the trailer up there.
I was just curious, we're off of Yale.
Uh-huh.
And when the weather's nicer, we just see a lot more. And most of them aren't speeding, but I do notice that there's more bikes going through and not as many bikes slowing down at intersections. So I don't.
Oh, sure, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not a bike rider and I don't have a desire to be. So I think it's inherently a dangerous ride for me. Others, it's very joyful. So when you're driving in a car, you're a little bit safer. You got metal and steel surrounding you. Before, now you got fiberglass. But on a bike, you don't. And so you hope that they follow the same rules, same traffic rules as we've been discussing here. But if it's a speed issue, that trailer works. If it's a I'm blowing stop signs, then it's going to have to be an officer visible.
Okay. So, I just was curious if there was any.
There's no correlation that we have, at least right now.
That's all I have.
Yeah.
Can I speak regarding the community events?
Yes.
So I just wanted to let you guys know that I've just ordered a bunch of swag for our events. And as soon as they come in, hopefully they'll be here by the next meeting and I'll bring some examples in of what I've purchased. And then I did buy some acrylic brochure holders so we can put that on the table, make that look a little bit nicer. And I bought a spinning wheel. So instead of just giving everything out, it's kind of a game where they can spin the wheel and then get something. And so I thought that might be fun too. So I just wanted to let you know that I've already done that. So thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Your microphone's on. Anything else? All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Tim has made a motion to adjourn. Mindy has second. Call for a vote, please.
I think the meeting's adjourned.
The meeting's adjourned?
Yes.
Okay.